Our next story will be difficult to listen to, but I want you to hear it because it's important. And though it may seem like a hopeless tale, there is a small silver lining to it. More on that in a moment. The story is about a woman named Reshma Qureshi. I met her when I was in Mumbai last month, reporting for our year-long project, Across Women's Lives. One side of her face is painfully disfigured. The other side of her face, flawless, as if nothing ever happened. Reshma was the victim of an acid attack. Last year, her brother-in-law, along with his cousins, grabbed Reshma in the street and threw battery acid in her face. She was seriously burned and lost an eye. Reshma Qureshi is 18 years old. I met her and her family in her tiny apartment in the Mumbai slum of Chembur. She told me about the countless surgeries she's gone through in the past year, with more to come to repair her face.
My head hurts, my scalp hurts. They've taken skin from all over my body to rebuild my face. There is skin from my head that's been used to rebuild my left eye. And everything hurts. When I cry, tears do come out of my left eye as well. They've left a gap, so I can cry from both eyes. And my face, you know, I feel extremes of heat. If the fan's not on, I feel like it starts to burn. The skin feels very hot. And sometimes it just gets stiff. When I wake up in the mornings, I feel like something heavy has been placed on my face and I can't really move it.
Have you met any other women who have been attacked with acid?
I've met two other survivors who are under the care of the same doctor. One of them is Kalpana. Her surgeries are over. And the other is Lalita. Lalita is actually worse off than I am. The first time I met her, I said, Allah, I have suffered so much and I bear so much. And look at this girl. And looking at her pain and her situation actually took me outside of myself for the first time. And I really felt like it was so unjust. There's so much injustice. These boys, they look at a pretty face, they can't have it, and they throw acid in her face and they spoil an entire life. They're running around free. We are the ones confined to a room. We're living lives of misery. And I felt for the first time this was just so unfair that we're just girls, we haven't done anything, and these horrible people were still running around having fun in their lives while we're confined to all this pain and misery. It's just not fair.
There seems to be in India a high value placed on beauty. How have you kind of reassessed that value since the attack on you?
In our society, the benevolent gaze is always on the good-looking. And I myself am sort of guilty of it because I look at myself and I think of how pretty I was back then and I feel differently now. But whatever had to happen, happened, and I have a lot of courage in me and I'm trying to see that what I realized is that a face is just a face. There are people that God has not blessed with even this, with worse. What can they do? It's not their fault. What matters is your inside. What matters is your heart. If your heart's clean, your face will reflect it in a different way. And I think everybody should try to aspire to that. What's happened has happened, but I'm fine now and I'm going to be even better. That's what I tell myself.
That was 18-year-old Reshma Qureshi, a victim, but also the face of courage. Since the attack, Reshma has become the spokesperson for online tutorials on applying makeup. She works with a group called Make Love, Not Scars, which is working to ban the sale of acid in India. In the process, Reshma has become a role model. To learn more about Reshma's incredible story and her efforts to stop the use of sulfuric acid as a weapon, come to PRI.org for our video story about Reshma. Again, that's at PRI.org. This is The World.